Wanted to ask you about the steel industry, and was wondering if you think it's going to be a viable industry in the future, like maybe looking 20 years into the future.
The steel industry in this region's been remarkably resilient over time. I forgot what the saying is, but something like the rumor of its death has been greatly exaggerated. It seems to keep coming back. Certainly we don't make steel the way we used to. It's much more knowledge-intensive, much less labor-intensive. But nevertheless, it seems to be remarkably resilient. The recent issue with the tariffs, if you've been following the news, is the large tariffs that we're imposing on imported steel is due to unfair trade practices. The immediate problems are the unfair trade practices, how strong the dollar is, and the unfortunate for the steel industry, fortunate for all the rest of us, very cheap oil prices. So it's really been this drop in oil prices that have been really difficult for our steel industry because, of course, they produce all the pipe that goes into the oil wells. So the short run, those have been the issues in the short run. Long term, though, it's been really resilient, and from what I understand about the industry is it's not only the U.S. Steel or ArcelorMittal, the very large producers. We also have very high-tech producers of steel. So in other words, they're producing the very high-tech uses of steel, I should say, instead of that raw, cold-rolled steel, the stuff you see on the back of the trucks around here. So those folks are most certainly going to continue to do perfectly fine because, you know, we have kind of a comparative advantage in the United States in terms of knowledge and research and development and high tech. They'll probably continue to do fine. Whether we can continue to produce the basic, again, it's called cold-rolled steel or hot-rolled steel, either one, 20 years out, that might be a problem unless we can just continue to innovate and keep costs down. But I imagine here in the short run, you have low energy prices that helps them on the input side. But, boy, the really low oil prices and the real sharp pullback in drilling for oil in the United States, that's the immediate problem.
Yeah, can you explain a little bit how the two are related? How are low oil prices and steel, how do they affect each other?
It's an odd relationship. So if what happened a couple of years ago with the enormous development of the oil fields in North Dakota and part of West Texas, these large finds triggered a big increase in oil exploration and drilling. Well, every time you drill a well, it can use 2 to 3 miles of steel pipe when we were producing that pipe. So the folks here were doing really well, and some of it had to do with the big explosion in the oil industry in the United States. And, of course, that's helped you and I with $2 a gallon for gas. But then long term, as the price of oil plummeted between us, OPEC, and the other players have all pushed oil prices down, all the drilling has stopped. Not all, but a good deal of the exploration is now shut down. So if they don't drill, they don't put in wells, no steel. So it's kind of an odd relationship. And that's certainly been part of the slowdown. And then how strong the dollar is has been probably fairly painful. The strong dollar just makes imported products, whether it's steel or anything else, look relatively less expensive. So the firms here that buy steel, auto industry, consumer durables like refrigerators, for construction, we need a lot of steel. Strong dollar makes imported steel look relatively less expensive, even if the importers or exporters are playing fair.